This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And I hate when we're having a great conversation.
And then we have to go to work.
We have to go to work. Oh.
My goodness, our life is so terrible.
Yes, it sucks to be us.
Yes. Anyway, joining us from the Volunteer Showcase segment of the day's show is Kevin Hantosh. Did I get that right?
You got it correct.
Good, good.
Good morning.
And he said he is from the...
The Assistance Center.
I was going to say Assistance Center, but it didn't sound like that in my head. Anyway.
We won't ask what it sounds
no,
like.
No, you don't want to know. What exactly do you do at the Assistance Center, may I ask?
Yeah, so the Assistance Center, just a group of volunteers that get together, and we do exactly as the name says. We assist. We're effectively, I describe it as a utility knife or Swiss Army knife of convention. We do a little bit of everything. We get involved in just about everything. We've got our fingers everywhere throughout the land. So we provide a lot of information. Some of the big things that people know us for is we do the will call, ticket exchanges, help people find what they're looking for. We're often the first point of contact that people see, whether you realize it or not.
Right. That's interesting. I actually got flagged down yesterday by a lady and her daughter who were trying to find a camping spot, and they said they'd been cruising for hours and they weren't able to find anything. So I wish I'd known you were around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I don't know if you guys keep tabs on that kind of stuff or not.
Well, not necessarily within the campground. Not within Camp Shoulder. It's more within the fence.
Within convention.
All right.
Okay, so there are limitations. No
darn.
Biggie. No biggie.
I thought they were going to help me pay my mortgage or something.
I was hoping they'd help us with this show.
That's why he's here.
Of course.
I do what I can.
How are we doing so far?
Good.
How many volunteers you got?
It ranges. We usually got between 20 and 25.
Wow. That sounds like a lot.
It is.
So how do you train those guys?
Well, very carefully.
Yeah,
very
right.
Carefully. It's in the secret sauce.
Again, they could tell me, but they'd have to kill us.
We're getting a lot of that this week. There's always a secret sauce, too, you know?
Yep. This place runs on secret sauce.
No, it's not secret at all.
There you go. And you guys... I mean, your day starts as soon as showgrounds open and ends when it closes.
Pretty much 7 to 7. Stay open a little bit later during the night air show days.
Yeah. You just want a good seat.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you can't blame them. They work hard.
Do you keep statistics on how many people you actually service?
We do not. Nothing specific.
So we have no metric to gauge whether you're actually doing your job or not.
Well, let's just say everybody walking through the main gate passes one of the main points of contact. We got that little information, or we call it the tomato stand.
Right inside
the main gate. Usually got a couple guys, so thousands of people a day walk by.
Okay.
You know, most people walk by, but some people stop.
Right.
They're looking for specific information. We try to get them the right information the first time rather than... Rather than go through something else, you know, try to look it up yourself. We've got the institutional knowledge.
So I think we should challenge the public to stump the Assistance Center help.
I'm going to put this out there and regret this. But yeah, bring it. Let's see what we can do.
Yeah.
We just for fun this morning, we did a back of the napkin calculation. And we've got roughly just shy of 500 years of institutional knowledge.
Wow. They've been institutionalized for 500 years.
And they should be institutionalized for another 500.
No, don't. They will.
Well, some of us more than others.
Yeah. Well, brain dead.
That's the way it always is. So what kind of questions are you answering?
Yeah, what's the most common question?
So the most common question is, where's the closest bathroom?
Yeah.
So we got a couple options. Usually we can steer you towards, you know, the normal Portageon, or if you're a little bit more bougie, we know where the flush toilets are.
Right, you know where the porcelain is.
That's right. Porcelain
rules.
Yeah, everybody loves porcelain.
It's actually a ritual when you finally get home from the air venture and you get porcelain for the first time. It's like, oh, yeah, I remember this.
No, it's like living like a king.
Yeah.
You bow down to the gods of porcelain.
Yep. Wow. Yep. What's the next most? Lost and found? Kid lost, mom lost, that kind of thing?
Well, we on occasion, well, at least a couple times during convention, you know, there's usually a kid lost.
Parents are the ones that's lost. The kid knows where he is.
Well, absolutely. Mom and dad wandered off.
Right.
Yeah, so a lot of people are looking for specific vendors or exhibitors.
Okay.
So we'll help them find them. Just yesterday, I had a couple looking for the Tuskegee Airmen. Usually they're out in Kid Venture.
Mm-hmm.
This year they don't have the trailer with the movie out there, but we did find their museum over in Warbirds.
Right. They've got a tent over in Warbirds.
Yep. So I didn't know where it was specifically. I had conflicting information.
Can you imagine that? You don't know the entire grounds?
No. It's amazing. It's amazing. We come in here, 10-plus years, and
yep.
I don't know where everything is.
I've been coming here 30 years, and I don't know where everything is.
Uh-huh. I've got my people to go to as well. So
yep.
One of the other things that we do is we put together an information, basically a binder, that we give to other areas within convention that has all of this information in it as well. So they're able to provide some level of assistance, and if they get stumped, they're usually on the phone with us.
Okay, so there's a hotline.
There is.
1-800-HELP-ME.
Yeah.
1-800-I'm-lost.
Yeah. How many? You said you had like 250 volunteers. Is that what I remember?
No, about 20 to 25.
Well, that was close.
Yeah. It's just a small by a factor.
It's a small but dedicated crew.
Yeah.
It is.
They work long hours.
Oh, long hours. Convention starts for us, at least in my household, at least 45 to 60 days before. My wife's the actual chairman.
Okay.
But she's on conference calls, preparing things, just leading into convention, and she's down here for a couple weeks.
Wow.
Not only that, but we've got a lot of members in our group or volunteers in our group that come by and volunteer throughout the summer, all weekends. Some stay up here and volunteer with maintenance all throughout the summer. So it's not just the week of convention.
Right.
This thing's much bigger.
That's interesting. And how many areas, booths, what if you ever want to call them, are around the grounds? Wow, I sound intelligent today.
Too many fireworks last night.
Yeah. Well, the information books that we provide, we go all the way. We got books up in Warbirds, all the way down to the seaplane base.
Wow. Right?
So that includes other areas like member services, flight ops, the comm center, Boeing Plaza. All those places have access to the information and knowledge base that we were able to provide them with to them.
You're the central authority on things Air Venture.
Well, we won't go that far.
Ah.
We're still learning. If we were the central authority, that'd be a different thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd be running the show.
It's interesting, though, because you have volunteers. When I got into this radio gig, I was voluntold.
Oh,
yes, you were.
I was drafted.
I drug him here. Anyway, how long have you been volunteering? You said 10 years. Didn't you say that?
Well, at least consistently with the assistance center, it's been 10-plus years. I'd have to look at my badge.
Well, I'm assuming your wife got started before you, and somehow you got sucked in.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
there's a lot of that.
There's a whole story there.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, there is. So my wife is third generation.
Okay.
So her grandparents were involved back in the Rockford days.
Back
when this was awesome.
The legacy.
Uh-huh. And at one point when it got transferred, or when it moved up here, we were doing camper registration. And then that transitioned from camper registration to the assistance center. So we're currently indoctrinating the fourth generation, not only in my family, but another family within the volunteer group itself.
Cool.
So
are they going willingly?
Well, some more than others.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always the way it is.
But
you got to keep that flow going. You got to keep the young people. You got to get them involved.
Absolutely.
You
got to
keep them interested, too.
You got to teach them what it's like to be part of something bigger than yourself.
Absolutely.
So that's why everybody comes back.
And, that's one of the great things about the Oshkosh experience is there's just so many things to learn. It's really coming here is not just entertainment and fun, but it is a major learning experience.
Yeah.
That's why I keep coming back.
Well, the whole time I've been here, I'm still learning something new every time I come back.
Yep, definitely. And so you stood still this morning, and here you are.
Yes. Somebody caught me. I owe somebody a favor.
Yeah,
Oh, boy.
A favor?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah, back to that.
I thought this was a negative experience for you, not a positive.
Oh.
I'm getting away.
It's rapidly going that way.
Yeah, I can imagine his wife is sitting there going, oh.
not again.
Never send him again.
Oh, yeah.
Send anybody.
I'm waiting to hear what the postmortem is going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody.
Nah. Right. Are they listening?
Oh, no. Nobody from our group is listening.
Yeah,
I
can
guarantee that.
Yeah.
So if a newbie comes into this place and they hear about the assistance center and they say, you know, I'd really like to do that. How do they get in touch?
So the easiest way is there's one of two ways, but the easiest way is come to the assistance center. It's right outside the main gate, right next to one of the admission building. I think it's admission building north, if I got my directions correct. And just talk to one of us. I mean, more than happy to get you involved. If the other option is the volunteer center, there's a building over by the Red Barn, right outside the exit for the fly market, and there's a volunteer center, so... You know, there's plenty of opportunities to get involved there as well.
Yep.
You know, and we wouldn't be anything without our volunteers. You know,
exactly.
So special thanks to all of the volunteers.
Yep. Remember, come for the airplanes, stay for the people.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yep,
absolutely.
Definitely.
Truer words were never spoken.
Not by me, anyway. Oh, so what? Anything exciting in Tontaff for today? You know, a lost stroller maybe or something.
Well, we get the occasional car keys, and you know, people start getting excited about that. But
well, you know, they moved the lost and found again. It used to be out to the east of us, and now it's sort of west somewhere. I stumbled across it by accident the other day.
Well, that's one of the new things we got to learn every year.
Exactly.
Where did everything go? You know, I've not had the opportunity to take the cruise to go see where I thought they were to where they actually moved.
Okay.
So that's always a fun
thing.
So
this is probably the first time you've ever even seen the radio studio.
Well, I've been by here a few times.
And thought, what are they doing there?
Yeah, you know, this thing sounds like the EAA version of Where's Waldo?
Yes, that's exactly it. Well, I want to thank you for joining us. We've been speaking with Kevin Hantosh from the Assistance Center. If you need assistance, ask for Kevin.
Dial zero now.
That's right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.